Well, did the 10 people suffering from leprosy just happen to be in the right place at the right time when Jesus came by today? Oh, I so doubt that. This is chapter 17 of Luke. Jesus' fame has been spreading throughout the land, and he's on his way to Jerusalem. When he entered this village between Samaria and Galilee, I imagine that people were excited. They had heard he was coming from someone who was traveling the road. Oh, surely those lepers were waiting. They were watching. They were hoping that the rumors might be true. And then they see him coming into their village, and they call out. They can't go over to him. It's against the law. But they have heard things about him. Hey, Jesus! Oh, Jesus, please look at me. Look over here. Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. And Jesus turns to them and he sees them. These ostracized people who are ignored day in and day out by people who must stay far from them, who are afraid of them. Now they're like nobodies, they're invisible. But then this famous Jesus has turned and looked at them when they called out. Have mercy, Jesus. And all Jesus says is, go and show yourselves to the priests. What kind of answer is that? They don't know. But they do know that showing yourself to the priest is how you show you are clean of disease. And they have nothing to lose. So they start heading to the priests, hoping something good is going to happen. Something. A miracle, maybe. And then one of them notices, holy mercy, I'm healed. This man, Jesus, cared for me. Just like that, instantly, from a distance, just calling out for mercy, and healing flows. And this healed one runs back to Jesus. He's beside himself. You know that feeling when you're so blessed, so overjoyed, so astounded with a goodness that has befallen that you feel like your heart could just explode. And so this man runs with that energy of joy and he throws himself at Jesus' feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. It's a prayer, isn't it? Thank you, Jesus. His heart is singing to Jesus. He's connected to Jesus. Gratitude is not about things. It's about relationship. Our hearts overflow beyond the thing that we're grateful about to the person that we're grateful to. And we're connected. Being thankful is about relationship. And that's what the God of love wants for us, calls us to, blesses us with. I hear Moses making a very big deal out of being thankful to God in today's reading from Deuteronomy. And I hear Jesus ask, where are the other nine? Well, what does God think about that? Does God need our thanks in order to be acknowledged? Does God need praise from us in order to be God? What a puny God that would be. Jesus took on our very flesh to be in relationship with us. And everything that Jesus teaches us about living is how to be in relationship with the God who loves us and how to be in loving relationship with each other. Drawing us to gratitude is drawing us to open our hearts to deeper relationship. That's why the Bible is full of calls to thanksgiving. The Bible is a story of a people's relationship with God. Israel's story, our story. But that story isn't hemmed in. It isn't contained like an artifact in a bunch of books. It continues in every age, even ours. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. You know that old hymn? New mercies. This relationship with the divine is a living story, and it is everyone's. That's why so many wise people have said that thanks is the most perfect prayer, even in these hard times. Gratitude is relationship, and relationship is our true source of joy. Now, that's not a gloss over pain and loss, or some chipper way to pretend that nobody's suffering today, and we don't have serious work to do to be in right relationship in so many ways. How we know better than that. But search your heart for what you're thankful for, and then the relationship is right there. The last two sentences of the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu's book of joy says, ultimately, joy is not something to learn, it is something to live. And our greatest joy is lived in deep, loving, and generous relationships with others. Be the one who notices, who goes running to Jesus. Bring your heart there. The blessing of relationship with Jesus is already right here on the worst and on the best days. And I am eternally grateful for that. Do all of us here this morning just happen to be in the right place at the right time for Jesus to come into our midst? I so doubt that. Because we've heard things about him, and we're so excited that he's coming, and our hearts are full of hope too. Hope in Jesus. So we're here on purpose in this church and in our kitchens and our living rooms and at our tables and looking at our computers and looking at our phones on purpose. And we know that Jesus is here. And we call out, "Hey, Jesus, please look at me. Jesus, have mercy." And Jesus turns to us. He sees us. He sees every person who is thankful this day and every person who is feeling bereft today because we have to keep our distance from people we love. And every person who is hungry for connection with the love that is greater than all of us. And Jesus turns and he looks at us with that great love. Even before we call out. And it is that love, that relationship that renders us so blessed, so astounded with the goodness of the love that has befallen us, that like the healed man in the gospel who runs back to Jesus, we could fall at the feet of the Holy One with thanks. And then rise up with hearts full of hope to change the world, to the new earth where every relationship is love. That would be a happy Thanksgiving.